Welcome back, friends. Today, Micah and I are going to take up the book of Psalms, specifically Psalm 40. And I have subtitled it Divine Mercy. As I was reading it and studying it and taking it to prayer, I don't know, the concept of divine mercy was just a theme that was hitting me. There certainly are many other themes that we'll see in it. So that's one of the things I think is so fascinating and refreshing about Scripture, is that each time we come and encounter it, we can see something different or have some, you know, it could be a saying. We've heard this text before, but we encounter it perhaps in different ways each time.
Yeah. It's interesting how, as we continue to grow and change and learn more just by living, when you read it, like there's certain passages that I read as a kid and then I reread them after having way more experience of life under my belt, and they just hit me in a totally different way because, I don't know, you experience so much in life, whether it's hardness or goodness, and the Scripture can speak to you in a fresh way. I feel like it's such a testament to the reality of the Holy Spirit moving through it, you know, that God meets us where we are and speaks to us in every different season if we're willing to listen.
That's correct. That's right. So I was looking at, I'll be using two major sources, of course, aside from the Holy Scripture itself, for our look today. But I think it's worthwhile to recall what Athanasius said to Marcellinus almost 1,700 years ago in that time frame. And just to refresh our minds, if we don't remember who Athanasius was, he was one of the church fathers. He was pivotal in composing, after prayerful study with others of his age, of the 27 canons, the canon that we consider the New Testament. He was instrumental in that list, so much so that Pope Damasus will pick up his list, as it were. Wasn't just his, it was a number of the church fathers also attended to that, but his is the first written festival letter we have of the canon of this list of those books that we consider the New Testament canon. He was exiled 5 times. He was in trouble, and he was a strong proponent of our blessed Lord as both God and man against the heresy of Arianism, Arius, which was absolutely rampant throughout the church and society as a whole, this a mistaken notion of who Christ was. And so Athanasius, one of the few voices that held to what we would hold today as a proper view of Christ, that he was truly God and truly man, not some subset of God or distinct from God or a superman. And believe me, Arianism is rife in our culture too. So I think Athanasius in a lot of ways has something to say to us in general, and perhaps in a particular way as we take up the Scriptures. So I do want to start with his insight again. I have cited him before, and I think it's worthwhile to kind of keep coming back to why are Mike and I involved with the Psalms. And among all the books, the Psalter Psalms has certainly a very special grace, a choiceness of quality well worthy to be pondered. For besides the characteristics of which it shares with others, it has this peculiar marvel of its own. So that's what Mike and I started with, our marveling of Scripture in general. But he's talking about Psalms in particular, that within it are represented and portrayed in all their great variety, the movements of the human soul. It is like a picture in which you see yourself portrayed, and seeing may understand and consequently form yourself upon the pattern given. Elsewhere in the Bible, you read only that the law commands this or that to be done. You listen to the prophets to learn about the Savior's coming, and certainly Isaiah. I was just in Isaiah, so that would is the first thing I think of right with that. Or you turn to the historical books to learn the doings of the kings and the holy men, 1st, 2nd Kings, 1st, 2nd Chronicles, 2nd Samuel, that sort of thing. But in the Psalter, besides all these things, you learn about yourself. So, and then we just briefly recall that the Psalter is divided into three groups of 50. There's 150 in total, three groups of 50. The first 50, so we're in Psalm 40, treats of penitence. So some will talk of, and so I have a sub, some will identify this psalm as a complaint of the individual. I titled it Divine Mercy. So it depends, right, how it's going to hit the review. Yeah. And so the 50 treats of penitence, David's tribulations, his attacks upon him, and his liberation. The second set of 50 concerns justice and judgment. And the third set of 50 concludes with praise of eternal glory. David, in his reign, prayed against two types of persecution. First, that which is against the entire people of God, as seen in the fifth group of 10, Psalm, which would be Psalm 40. The just man suffers from those who persecute him in the temporal order, civics and politics, and sometimes from those who live unjustly. And the second type of persecution David encountered was against him personally, namely from Absalom, a son, right, and Saul, the first king. The saints suffer either from their own household or from outsiders. Christ suffered from both Judas within his own set and from the Jews, you know, his own people.
Yeah, the religious elite.
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
Awesome. Maybe, do you have any thoughts? Because then we're going to go into structure.
Yeah, not necessarily. I think that's a good introduction to everything and kind of setting us up.
Okay. So, my friends, we'll have the somewhat a little short one. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. In the next episode, we're going to take up the structure of Psalm 40 and then go straight away into reading of that psalm. Till then, my friends, fides et ratio.